The second fatal mass shooting this week in Louisiana erupted at the Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge yesterday afternoon.
Baton Rouge Police Chief T.J. Moore says at 1:22 on Thursday afternoon, two groups got into an argument next to the food court and bullets started flying.
It does not appear to be just a random act of violence, but a very targeted disagreement between two groups of people.
A 17-year-old was killed in the gunfight and five other victims were injured.
Keep these families in your prayers, especially the deceased victim.
East Baton Rouge Mayor Sid Edwards praised the work of law enforcement.
This is what response time is supposed to look like. These are champions and lives are actually saved.
Cops have multiple people in custody. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The owner of the Bossier City home where the man who killed eight kids last Sunday died is now facing federal firearms charges. The Justice Department says 54-year-old Michael Mayans had several firearms inside the home while being subject to a domestic violence injunction. A bill seeking to put an end to the trend of rural school districts moving to a four-day school week is now just one House vote away from landing on Governor Landry's desk. The House Education Committee approved the Senate-passed bill on a 10-3 vote. Jennifer Thornton, the principal of Slaughter Elementary School in East Feliciana Parish, urged the committee to vote against it, saying teachers approve of the four-day week.
A four-day school week provides one additional day to manage appointments, care for children, and handle life's demands without sacrificing instructional quality.
For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TICS FM.